He was the head of state of the Khmer Rouge and its most public figure. 91-year-old Khieu Somphone will spend the rest of his life behind bars after a UN-backed tribunal upheld his conviction for crimes against humanity and genocide against the Vietnamese minority. He's already serving another life sentence, also for crimes against humanity, in relation to the forced evacuation of Phnom Penh. Between 1975 and 1979, as many as 2 million people died, many of them tortured or starved to death. The brutality of the Khmer Rouge's four-year reign has not been forgotten, even though the regime was ousted more than 40 years ago. Hundreds of people turned up to hear the verdict, including Buddhist monks and Khmer Rouge survivors.
I am happy. I want justice so that what happened in the past won't happen again. We want it to be over.
Khieu Somphone had tried to argue he was merely a figurehead with no real power. But prosecutors say he was one of those most responsible.
This is the historical day for the Cambodian people and especially for the victim of the Khmer Rouge regime and also the international criminal justice and humanity.
This is only the second case heard by the UN-backed tribunal, but it's also the last. In 16 years, the court has prosecuted 5 Khmer Rouge officials, resulting in 3 convictions, leading some to question whether it's been worth it. Yuk Chang researches the regime and says the hearings, which allowed survivors and relatives of victims to testify, have offered some closure.
It confirmed that we can live after genocide, that we can move on, that we can rebuild, we can put back what has been lost.
Ultimately, the tribunal's legacy may be its contribution to national reconciliation. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera.